AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he's not looking to take a wrecking ball to President Obama's legacy.
I don't want to do that at all. I just want what's right. EPA, you can't get things approved. I mean, people are waiting in line for 15 years before they get rejected, okay? That's why people don't want to invest in this country.
He was on Fox News Sunday and talked about his thoughts on daily intelligence briefings and whether Russia might have tried to interfere in the recent election. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has visited U.S. troops in Iraq. He said he knows how hard it is to be away from their families during the holidays.
I can thank you for it. There's no way I can repay it to you and your family, except that you have the satisfaction of being part of something historic and necessary.
He stopped by the Iraqi airbase that's serving as the staging base for the battle for the city of Mosul. Family and friends and colleagues have been remembering former Attorney General Janet Reno at a memorial service in Miami. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
She never took the easy way out when making the tougher decision was the right thing to do. That's how former President Bill Clinton remembers the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. Janet Reno died last month from complications from Parkinson's disease. Several hundred people turned out for the memorial in Miami. Current Attorney General Loretta Lynch calls Reno a trailblazer. She recalls Reno's arrival at the Justice Department made women and minority lawyers feel valued. Janet Reno was 78. I'm Ben Thomas.
Several small earthquakes have been recorded during the weekend across Oklahoma, the largest being a magnitude 7.3 tremor. No damage or injuries were reported. State regulators have shut down or imposed new restrictions on wells used for wastewater disposal. This is AP Radio News. It was a packed house for the annual blessing of the animals at Christ Church in Manhattan, making the house of worship look more like Noah's Ark. Julie Walker fills us in.
Dogs, cats, llamas, goats, horses, and even a turtle and a rabbit are all here. Reverend Stephen Bauman, who's been blessing animals at Christ Church for 9 years, says he's seen it all.
I had a whole family of worms. I had a worm farm brought 1 year, so it's been great. But of course, all of this are reflections and fragments of life.
Sherry Narodick brought Yurtle, her pet turtle.
I've taken him here before, so the priest knows him and the rabbi remembered him. And I like seeing the dogs and the other animals getting blessed also.
At Christ Church in New York for the annual blessing of the animals, I'm Julie Walker.
Reverend Bauman says the annual blessing of the animals is something they do there to give back to the church community. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.